Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Our top story this half hour. 3 weeks after Chicago police officer Andres Vasquez Lasso was killed in the line of duty in Gage Park, the 18-year-old man accused of shooting him appears in court for the first time. WBBM Steve Miller tells us the judge ordered him held without bail.
Chicago police arrived at the 5200 block of South Spalding to deal with a domestic disturbance, a fight between 18-year-old Stephen Montano and his 37-year-old girlfriend. Montano's public defender told the judge that Montano did not engage the police officers. He ran. The public defender asked the judge to keep mitigating factors in mind that Montano is 18 years old with no criminal background. As the judge denied bail, he told Montano, "This offense occurred in the middle of the day near a school. Children are running for cover under a slide. Your actions showed a total disregard not only for Officer Lasso's life, but also for the safety of everyone who was around you." Steve Miller, 105.9 WBBM.
In Will County, a judge has sentenced a Harvey man to 22 years in prison for a carjacking. It started on Chicago's North Side, ended with a police chase in Streamwood. Prosecutors say Gerard and Henry stole that car at gunpoint in February of last year at Diversey near Clyburn, and it was eventually taken into custody at I-55 and I-80. Last hour, State's Attorney Jim Glasgow told reporters Henry had repeatedly failed to show up in court in the earlier cases in Good County, and was actually out on bond from a previous car theft case.
Very sad that no warrant was issued three separate times. Might have avoided that particular crime.
We've asked the Cook County State's Attorney's Office for comment.
Meantime, also in Will County, a CBS2 exclusive finds that DNA has helped identify a man found dead more than 40 years ago. In 1980, a man was found dead in a sealed wooden crate at the Lockport Locks power plant. The body had likely been in the water for a couple of weeks, and Will County Sheriff's investigators ran down several leads over the next 4 years, but the case went cold until now. CBS2 reports that a private advanced DNA testing lab has now informed the relatives of Webster Fisher that he is the unidentified man.
Members of Chicago's new Civilian Police Oversight Commission have submitted their list of finalists to fill vacancies on the city's police board.
Two seats have been vacant on the police board since last year. The new Community Commission on Public Safety and Accountability has now sent Mayor Lightfoot a list of four names to possibly fill those open seats on what is supposed to be a nine-member board. Under the ordinance, the mayor has 30 days to select one or two names from the commission's list or ask for a new list. The police board rules on police officer disciplinary cases. Mayor Lightfoot once headed that board. Gian Foreman does now. The commission has really hit the ground running as a new interim agency. It's already begun searching for candidates to be the city's next police superintendent and issued its own review of the police budget. Craig Delamore, 105.9 WBBM.
We've just learned that IDOT has canceled plans to further extend lane closures on the inbound Kennedy tonight ahead of the multi-year improvement project for the Northside Highway. Because the forecast is for rain and it's forcing the agency to push that prep work back for a day, IDOT spokesperson Maria Castaneda says it'll take at least until the end of the week to get the two left local lanes closed all the way down to Hubbard's Cave.
Right now, our work zone roughly goes to around Kimball. So, you know, what you're seeing this morning, obviously, is definitely a lot more traffic than normal up to that point, and then it kind of is your normal traffic after that.
And, of course, Neil will have the latest on today's Kennedy backups coming up at 3:08.
St. Patrick's Day may have been last week, but celebrations continue in the city. On Sunday, thousands of runners are set to race through the loop with the 42nd annual Shamrock Shuffle.
Organizers expect 26,000 people to run the 8K shuffle Sunday morning or walk the 2-mile course. Kerry Pinkowski is executive race director.
I think you have across the spectrum of runners. We have a lot of first. This may be their first race. So we're welcoming them.
He's not only running the shuffle, but running in it to raise money for Students Run Chicago, a nonprofit that mentors high school students in running and life. This is the first of three Bank of America races in Chicago this year.
Recognizing participants that that run in all three of these events and make it to the marathon in October.
He says those runners will get a special Chicago Distance Series medal and entry into next year's marathon. WBBM's own Josh Liss will also be among those running. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
Still no end in sight in reaching a compromise between vendors at the Little Village Discount Mall and the developer. Here's WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The vendors were at City Hall with Alderman Byron Cicho Lopez and Attorney Ramson Cannon, who's seeking a court order that would give them procedural rights as commercial tenants.
These developers want to come in and take all the goodwill that's been built up by these vendors over these years and say, you're not really tenants. We can kick you out whenever we want. Now that you've put in all this value, all this work, we want to take it for ourselves and turn it into something new, respecting none of the rights that anybody would enjoy under a commercial lease.
Vendor Miguel Gutierrez has been at the mall for 30 years.
I think we deserve to be treated fair because we don't have a place to go. We cannot just go on the street with bills to pay.
The alderman is trying to help the vendors find another location. That's the story from City Hall.
Some Arlington Heights residents who oppose any public funding to help the Chicago Bears build a new stadium in their backyard are still signing off. Debbie Fisher, who attended last night's board meeting or early this week, claimed the mayor and other board members are too cozy with Bears management.
I also have to wonder if you so easily brush me aside that there is way more going on here than you're willing to tell the general public. And we have every right to know.
Fisher suggests Mayor Tom Haines and others would personally benefit from the development deal. The mayor says he was offended by the accusation and reiterated that Churchill Downs, not the village, owned the property, and its leaders contacted the Bears. The mayor says any financial agreement with the Bears has to be a win-win for taxpayers.
People inside a restaurant in downtown LaSalle had their morning routine disrupted by the sound of gunfire inside an establishment there. Police say the LaSalle News Tribune that a man at Mickey's Massive Burrito shot himself in the leg by accident. No word on his condition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.